And welcome back to Evening Edition here on US One Radio, brought to you by Royal Furniture and the Bascom Grooms team. Tonight's headliner is Grant Couch with the Citizens Climate Lobby. He joins us live in the studio. Good evening, Grant. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Ezra. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're starting a chapter here in Key West. We're going to get to that in a little bit, but why don't we set up the segment a little bit for our listeners. You're co-founder of the Conservative Caucus of the nonpartisan group Citizens Climate Lobby. What you're proposing is market-based solutions for climate change from a fiscal conservative perspective. That's kind of a unique perspective. We've been talking a lot about climate change the last 10, 20 years, but taking it from a fiscally conservative side is kind of a new take on it. Tell us what that means.
Well, thanks, Ezra. I think before we get to that, I'd just like to say that there's a lot of things that people care about. One of the things that's lovely about climate, particularly here in the Keys, is it something that everybody can care about and everyone's aware of on both sides of the aisle. So this is an opportunity for us to come together and solve a problem together. So what makes this attractive to fiscal conservatives is the fact that it doesn't grow government. It's a solution to what I think most people recognize as an issue with greenhouse gases, and that we put a price on carbon, we put the money, give the money back in the form of a dividend to American households, and we have a border adjustment that prevents the export of jobs and pollution. I think that's what's important is that the economic studies that have been done by many private groups as well as the U.S. Treasury show that the economy grows and jobs grow over baseline through this policy, and that 60-65% of American households are actually better off or at least covered the increased cost of goods that higher fossil fuels would be embedded in their costs.
Why do you think this has been characterized as such a partisan issue, especially in recent years? And talk about the evolution, about how a lot of Republicans and conservatives are now coming around to the science.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Our local representative, Carlos Corbello, was the founder with Representative Dutch Deutsch here in Florida of something called the Climate Solutions Caucus in the House, which is now 70 members, 35 Republicans and 35 Democrats. So this is something that I can tell you from my conversations behind closed doors throughout D.C., Republicans understand this is an issue. And I also want to take the opportunity to say the Republicans care about the climate. They care about the environment, just like the Democrats care about jobs and they care about the economy. So it's been partisan because there have been some, you know, headliners in the past, going back to the 90s, really, that's been divisive. It's been an opportunity for some of the tribal leaders to rally their troops by blaming the other side for something that we really need to all solve together. And it's you know, we're really a polarized group, a country now. We need to get back to being bipartisan.
At the same time, we have an administration in Washington. We have an administration in Tallahassee that is in the process of or attempting to scrub any mention of climate change from the gubernatorial website, from the EPA's website in D.C. Obviously, that's not the approach that you're espousing. When I say they, I mean the conservative side of this conversation tends to cling to the notion that there is no climate change or they're denying man's involvement. That's not clearly not where you stand. How do you intend to get the rest of the party or the rest of the conservatives around to your side of things?
Well, it's not about my side. It's about our side. We have a reality that we can accept or we can look at. I actually look at it as an old Wall Streeter. It's a risk. I see it as a risk, and I want to manage that risk. I don't know how bad it's going to be, but we need to address it. So that's where I think we need to go.
We've got a climate-based economy here in the Keys.
Yeah.
And this is a chance to get more people under the tent, and that starts with opening a chapter right here in the Florida Keys. Let's spend the remainder of our segment talking about that.
Thanks, Ezra. So the group that we're talking about is Citizens Climate Lobby, and more information about that group can be found at citizensclimatelobby.org. I'm actually going to be speaking to the Key West Republican Club next month. I think it's the Monday the 4th or 5th at Bottle Cap, and that starts around 5:30 or 6. Love to have as many Republicans show up there as possible. It's a great organization, and again, citizensclimatelobby.org. And if you want to reach me, you can reach me at info@grantcouch.com.
Grant Couch with the Citizens Climate Lobby is joining us live in the studio tonight. Many thanks for dropping by. I'd like to continue this conversation with you after you've had a chance to have those reach-out meetings with both the Democrats and the Republicans in the Keys, and let's see where it goes from here.
Thanks, Ezra.
Thanks for the time. When we come back, we'll check.